Hi, and welcome to episode one or bonus episode one of our bonus series or our Sabbath series. Welcome.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. And it's really probably the only for 2024 we'll do this, because the same information will apply to all the Sabbaths every year. But
unless we find that maybe we benefit from something else, and we'll just provide updates in a following year.
It's like on my Bats and Bobbles, I do yearly updates for the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. I have Sabbath planners, and I like to update them yearly because I like to put in different recipes and that kind of thing. Yeah. So it could be, but right now we're just planning on it being a one-time deal for this year only. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about it.
If you're new and you've never heard of us, we are C3, Crystals, Cauldrons, and Cocktails, where I am Ren Graves.
And I am River Kane. What's my name?
And we host a witchy podcast.
And like to drink a lot, which and is hence my problem today.
Specialty cocktails. But we really wanted to specifically hone in on the Sabbath, because I feel like in our normal podcast, we always have a mishmash where we briefly talk about it when it's coming up, but then we move on to a normal topic.
Yeah, we usually have a topic and then this just little blurb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what if you just want to search up, what am I supposed to do for in bulk? Let me listen to a fun little podcast. Here you go.
Here you go. You're welcome.
You're welcome. I mean, no one asked for it, but you're welcome. So I guess let's just get into it a little bit.
Okay.
So what is in bulk? So in bulk is a pagan festival that marks the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. Mm-hmm. It is traditionally observed on February 1st or 2nd, depending on the specific tradition or culture practices.
Mm-hmm.
The word in bulk is believed to have originated from the old Irish word oamil.
Yep. Here
also,
we go again.
If you're new here, I can't pronounce shit. So it is spelled OIMELC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which means ewe's milk. Like, you know, the animal, the ewe.
Yeah, not you.
Not you. Not you milk. E-W-E milk. As this is the time when ewes begin to lactate in preparation for the spring lambing.
Yes, which is super important to our ancestors. Yeah, for sure.
Milk, I found out, I know we've talked about in bulk before, but again, I feel like we've never done a deep dive like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding out that milk is very important to in bulk, I was like, what? Like, really? So it was very interesting.
Yeah.
And it is a time for honoring the goddess Brigid, the one of spring, and apparently a surge in forgetfulness among witches.
Yeah, I've got some funny stories to tell you a little bit later. But in bulk does, it marks the awakening of the earth and goddess Brigid's return from her winter slumber. So, however, it seems that Brigid has developed a mischievous streak. However, it seems Brigid has developed a mischievous streak, delighting in playing pranks on unsuspecting witches.
Mm-hmm.
From hiding spell books to turning broomsticks into spaghetti, Brigid's sense of humor knows no bounds. In bulk celebrates coming growth, where we are all looking forward to the return of light. And it is also a time of
Also, our podcast is full of us just making mistakes, making fun of ourselves, and
having
funny
bloopers.
Titles because of it.
We used to do bloopers, but every podcast is a blooper, so we've stopped doing the bloopers and they just are here. So it is a time to reaffirm life and start thinking about the coming harvest season.
Yes. I really love in bulk because it's kind of like you're coming out of winter and you're moving more into spring. And I know some people can get the word that came to mind is slumped, but sad,
depressed.
Yeah. And, there's a term for it. Seasonal depression type of thing.
I was going to say the winter blues, but seasonal depression is more appropriate.
All of the above. And so in bulk is one of those that's a little bit reviving. I really like in bulk because of that.
I, I do too. I mean, here in the United States, even here in Georgia where we are, it's still cold in February, but we are starting to think ahead to, oh, our garden. Let's think about what we're going to plant in our garden this year. Yes. So it is a very exciting time. It's getting lighter and lighter every day. And so it is a wonderful time, even though it's not truly spring. We're not going to be planting any crops anytime soon, but it is still, there is that optimistic hope for the future.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, the one thing that keeps us going as humans is hope in a lot of, for ways. Sure. And so a little bit of history. So it is Celtic origins. And then, like I said, it's associated with the goddess Brigid, who is often revered as both a goddess of fire and a deity connected to healing, poetry, and smithcraft.
Oh, that's cool.
And so Imbolc is a time to celebrate the returning light of the first, and it's the first signs of spring. It is considered one of the four Celtic fire festivals, which I love a good fire festival.
Me too.
Along with Beltane, Lammas, and Samhain. And then traditional customs during Imbolc include lighting candles or fires to symbolize the increasing daylight, as well as making rigid crosses, which I think I've posted a picture on our Instagram long time ago, but maybe we can do something to bring back maybe the picture.
Maybe we should do a blog post for every one of these Sabbats.
Yes. Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, that would
be good. And then the Brigid's cross, it's a symbol of protection. And some people also engage in divination and ritual purification during this time, which we have a lot of that on our normal C3 series.
Oh, we do, for sure.
We just put out a whole episode on just New Year divination altogether.
We did.
So
there is some folklore about Imbolc, the thing that you were talking about forgetting things. This is so funny. And I don't know if any of our listeners out there have experienced this or not. But first of all, the folklore, let's get into some folklore.
Yes.
You can't talk about Imbolc without mentioning candles and lots of them, which I think it's also called Candlemas, this Sabbat. That's another name for this Sabbat. But witches that are eager to embrace the symbolism of light returning, we stock up on candles of all shapes and sizes.
We love a good candle.
We do. But Imbolc happens to be the time of year when we mysteriously forget where we've put our matches, or worse, accidentally set our spell parchments on fire while attempting an elaborate candle lighting ritual. The sheep's milk that you were talking about.
Yes.
Sheep's milk mishaps. In traditional Imbolc ceremonies, offerings of milk are made to honor Brigid's connection to fertility and abundance. However, some modern witches have taken it upon themselves to try to offer artisanal sheep's milk sourced from sheep farms.
Oh.
Now, that's very challenging to try to find a sheep farm that will give you sheep's milk. That's, you know, I just can't see driving up to a sheep farm and saying, hey, can we have some used milk for this celebration? It's not a normal thing. And it also leads to a string of humorous tales about witches getting lost, wandering through fields, trying to find these magical sheep for the milk for their practice.
Very true.
Wardrobe malfunctions. Okay. I don't know who all saw the Super Bowl episode with Janet Jackson and the wardrobe malfunction, but that's become a thing. Imbolc, with its promise of spring, often tempts witches to don their most flowery and whimsical attire. Of course, we're looking forward to spring.
Yeah.
However, this newfound fashion enthusiasm comes at a cost. Forgetting where we put our hats, or accidentally donning mismatched socks in the haste to greet the impending warmer season, you name it, it happens on Imbolc. And a lot of people blame Brigid for this, that is her mischievous side. We can always come up with excuses for why we are forgetful or we have these mishaps. We are very creative in coming up with that. So we can always blame it on a mischievous sprite or the fae.
The fae always come to mind.
You know, right?
The poor Faye. It's not always them, but.
Or we can insist it was Bridget herself who asked to borrow our wand or hat or matches or whatever we've lost. I mean, who's going to deny Bridget what she might need for this holiday, right? But these common mishaps offer witches a chance to embrace the lighter side of our magical journey. As candles flicker, sheep's milk spills, and witches search for their missing brooms that might have been turned into noodles, let's indulge ourselves in the whimsical side of Imbolc. I mean, we're always so serious, and you've got to imagine our ancestors, it was a serious time for them.
Yes.
Because they were coming to the end of their stocked stores and that kind of thing. But but they weren't just stark, cold, unhappy people. There were times of happiness, and you know, Imbolc is a great time to think about the whimsiness that is out there and the things that might go wrong and how we get through them.
I mean, we talk about this a lot where modern day, they didn't all, like, where witches stem from and the history that our ancestors hold, they have not always had the best of times. So they always had to make it with what they had and make the best of it. And I think part of that is lost in translation a lot. And that's one thing that I try to use Imbolc and our sabbats and just my practice in general to remember that we weren't always the way that we are today.
And to appreciate what we have. And
yes,
you know, Imbolc is a great time to appreciate what we have, because we can go upstairs and make a can of soup and be fed and warm, you know, make a fire in our fireplace.
It's so easy because, I mean, you call them first world problems. You complain about your shirt shrinking in the dryer, getting a stain, or spilling milk in this case. But they are things that our ancestors didn't have the luxury to complain about. I think they would see that as a blessing, you know.
And I think they thought Imbolc was a blessing. Look, we've survived through this harsh winter to this point, and the future is coming, the light is coming, and harvest crops will be coming.
So one way to honor or celebrate Imbolc is lighting those candles, lighting those fires, setting like you have fire, it's a fire festival, so fire is going to be one of those things that is very potent. So have bonfires, light as many candles as you can. I mean, don't burn down your house, but light as many as you can. One of these ways is you can place candles on a mirror laying flat on your table, and then it'll reflect that additional light.
That makes it even brighter. Oh, such a great idea.
Yes.
Plus, then, any melted wax comes off easy on off of a
easy, easy peasy.
Off of a can. I mean, off of a can comes off, comes easy off, of, off, a off of a candle.
I mean, but even then, like, if you're looking to reuse it, it's a reusable thing too. You have melted wax, and it's on a surface that's easily cleanable. You just retake it and remelt it and make a new candle.
You could read the melting wax on the mirror.
True. There's a lot of things that you can do. You can also create crosses, Bridget crosses. So you can make these out of reeds, straw, other materials. Like, there's the limit does not exist when it comes to honoring her in this way. These are traditional symbols associated with her and are believed to bring protection into the home. So maybe you would want to hang it on your door for protection, or maybe above your door in some way. And then
I like that idea.
If you need inspiration, or if you're like, what the heck does it look like? We can try to post a picture. But again, Google is your biggest friend when it comes to stuff like this. So easily Google what they look like, find inspiration. You can make them any way, but there's like a traditional one, and you can make it any way that fits your practice, your aesthetic, whatever it is.
Yeah, there are a bunch of how-tos out there, and you can, you know, change those up for whatever you want. Another thing you can do to celebrate is decorate your altar.
Yes.
So decorate your altar with the symbols of Imbolc, like the candles you were talking about, representations of Bridget, early spring flowers like snowdrops, seasonal colors like white and green. You know, and those of you who don't have really a place to put an altar, have a digital altar. You know, there are some people that live, like, I've got a friend that lives up in New York, and she lives in this studio apartment. I mean, it's a teeny tiny space. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't really have a place to set aside for an altar because mm-hmm. every inch is premium. And she can have a digital altar. You can put mm-hmm. it on your smartphone. You can put it on your computer. And you just find images that represent in bulk, Bridget, or anything else mm-hmm. coming of spring, and spend a moment in the quiet contemplation and meditation. I think is a great idea. I think I might want to make a in bulk altar on my computer as my desktop.
Like a desktop
that comes
yeah.
up. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's just there when I open up yeah. my computer.
It's definitely a thing. And I mean, if you don't have horizontal space, like surfaces that you can right. take up, you can also do vertical. Like your wall can right. be your altar. You can put a shelf mm-hmm. and that can be like a little altar. If you don't have the space, a digital one is perfect.
Yeah, for sure. And you could even create, like, if you use Canva or whatever device that you use to create mm-hmm. pictures, you can make yourself
Photoshop, whatever it is.
Yeah, you can make a vertical picture that you can then print out and hang on your wall. And that's your
exactly.
altar.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can also engage in purification rituals at this time, which to me, this is the time. I love that frigid, cold air. I know I've said this before. I open up the windows. My kids hate it. But I just that it gives me hope. It's that hopeful energy that comes mm-hmm. in on that mm-hmm. breeze. But you can engage in ritual purification either through meditation, smudging, or other cleansing practices. And, you know, this is a symbol of purifying energy and the returning of the sun.
Mm-hmm. What I usually do in my cases is I take incense and I go around the house mm-hmm. and I cleanse that way.
Yeah, some of our patrons, like we had one that's got stepchildren or mm-hmm. bonus children, as she calls them, Nika, she said that, you know, she had to come up with something other than incense or smokes and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can use other things to that represent the coming of the sun, the returning of the sun.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And then one of my favorite ways to enjoy a new Sabbath coming in, a new era, is food.
Oh, yeah. Food.
I love food.
And we love food.
And I mean, I think part of that is because I am a kitchen witch. I love cooking.
Sure.
Cooking is my happy space. Mm-hmm. So you can always prepare and share a feast with family, friends, anything. And more specifically, the food would incorporate seasonal foods.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it would be like dairy based, because especially with in bulk, this one is very dairy based. And mm-hmm. so anything dairy, if you're lactose intolerant, I would add in the, what are they called? There are milks and everything
yes.
that are lactose free.
I mean, almond milk and
yes,
those type of things for sure.
I think that that's absolutely fine. Like, you don't have to have your gut suffer just because you're trying to honor. They understand.
Yeah, yeah.
It's however you want to practice.
You know, and you can also use the milk that you can't drink as an offering. You don't have to drink mm-hmm. it yourself. You can mm-hmm. leave it out yep. as an offering. I think feasting is honestly my favorite way to celebrate any of the Sabbaths.
Anything. I love food.
And drinking. I love drinking too. That's yes. fun too. Yeah.
Yes. And then also more specifically, so you have the dairy, but you can also incorporate other things such as oatmeal or porridge. And specifically, this is a great way to, it symbolizes the awakening of the earth, which
yeah.
I thought was really cool that I didn't mm-hmm. know that about oatmeal or porridge in the sense of in bulk, but also butter and bread, you know, like mm-hmm. seed cakes are very important in bulk, and then just herb infused dishes in general. So mm-hmm. let's say you herb infuse an oil or a butter and you cook with that and you have potatoes
okay.
and stuff like that.
I have to stop you because okay. Rin makes her own butter, and we may have talked about this before. She makes the best herb infused butters that I have ever tasted in my entire life.
Thank you. Bow.
It is amazing. Yes. But
yes,
yeah,
I have
so
to make more.
Like, right up your alley to
yes.
celebrate
yes.
in bulk this way.
I like the feasting part. I know some people might not be like, ooh, that's not really my favorite part. My favorite part is dancing around the fires, or
right.
my part
mm-hmm.
is honoring Bridget, whatever it may mm-hmm. be. And I mean, this honors Bridget and the what Imbolc stands for, even mm-hmm. through a feast.
And these are the foods that they had available at this time. You've got to remember, they were reaching the end of their stores at this point.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, even honey and nuts is a great way to add something. So you can make a salad with a honey drizzle, honey balsamic drizzle with some nuts thrown in there. And one of my favorite things, and I don't know, I feel like I'm at my roots when I eat lamb. Mm-hmm. Like I feel at home. I don't know. I wasn't raised eating lamb. I actually don't like lamb. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Well, your husband cooked it for us once and I love that, I must say.
Lamb is part of his culture.
Yeah, I think it hurt his heart when I said, oh, I don't like lamb. He's like,
I will make you some.
And he did, and it was excellent.
And yeah, we finally came over. We finally had some lamb. And it is based on the seasonings that you put. Mm-hmm. Like it's what your taste is acquired to. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, lamb, something that he introduced me to.
And it makes you feel like home?
It makes me feel at home. And love it. And so lamb, if I had never met him and I was doing this podcast, hell no, would lamb not be in this list. Even though it is one of the foods that they had to live on, our ancestors had to live on.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's homey.
That's so cool.
So I don't even know how to describe it. And then another way of feasting is, of course, with the honey, you have mead and you have all of these delicious drinks, but herbal teas are also one of those things.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's something I would like to learn how to make is herbal teas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to dehydrate whatever it is, like chamomile in specific, because I feel like that one's the easier one to work with.
Well, flavor-wise, I love mint teas. And we've got tons of mint growing out in our backyard. We got chocolate mint and lemon mint.
And you have a dehydrator, like an actual mint. Yes. Like you wouldn't have to wait weeks for it to dry out for you to be able to use it.
I may have to try that this year and I will try to make TikToks of it. don't laugh too hard.
Oh, yeah.
But you can also host a candlelight dinner. I mean, candles are really what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And it can be intimate, just you and your partner, it could be you by yourself. There is nothing wrong with having a candlelit dinner by yourself, or it could be a huge gathering where you have all your friends come over and you have a candlelit dinner. You can create meals with intention. This is your kitchen witchery.
I love this.
For what you want to accomplish in this coming year. Or you could create an actual medieval dinner. How cool would that be?
I would love to do that. Like roasted lamb and a big fat turkey leg.
Oh, gosh. Like I remember when I first got married to my husband, his family, they were farmers. And we went to, we had a pig roast. And my little city self had no idea what a pig roast was. And it was an actual pig. You could tell it was a pig. It wasn't this saran wrapped meat that you get in the grocery store. And it was some of the best food I have ever had. So how fun would that be to host that? Have people come over. You can make these roasted meats and you can have this hearty breads and old-fashioned desserts, the bread puddings and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you can just have a romantic romantic dinner for two, or a special dinner for just a few of your favorite people like Ren. She could come over and have a special dinner with me.
That I cook for you.
Yeah, because she's the cook. She's the kitchen witch for sure. Come over to my house for dinner, but you can cook.
But you'll cook.
I'll provide the alcohol. Hey.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh, I'm there. Sold. But like off of the feast. Now, the feast to me is one of the most important components. Again, because that's my happy place. Mm-hmm. And so another way is connecting with nature. And when I think of nature, I think of me walking outside barefooted in a little flowy, whimsical dress and me being my witchy self. Now, does that ever happen? No, sadly, it does not.
And at Imbolc, it's a little chilly for that.
It is a little chilly. So this would have to wait a little bit later.
Barefoot in the snow?
In the snow, yes.
I love to do that.
It feels really nice. But I also really like the cold.
I do too. And maybe love that's the cold. Just us that other people are going, what the fuck are you talking Why about? Are you, but,
yeah.
But to me, it is kind of cool to have on a beautiful outfit of some kind, mm-hmm. go barefoot or even be naked outside.
That's a you thing. I'm in a whimsical, light, flowy dress. That's 100%
me thing. But I do love being outside with my toes in that snow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't stay out long, obviously, you get frostbite, whatnot.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it is, there is something primal is the word I'm looking for, primal about it.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's also returning to your roots. Like,
I think so.
We've had this conversation many times on our podcast mm-hmm. where I feel like we have been modernized too much in mm-hmm. a way where our souls miss mm-hmm. being primitive.
And I think that is what, I think you're right. That is what, it's my soul talking to me when I mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. It's singing. My soul yeah. is singing when I mean, do that.
Some people are so out of touch that they don't feel it, which mm-hmm. is understandable. But mm-hmm. I feel like with us being the way that we are and having mm-hmm. the views and I guess views is the right word that we have, we are missing that part of us that we know our ancestors have had, and we know that they got to enjoy being outside 24/7, being in nature, thriving off nature, not just having nature around us.
I think we've talked about it a couple of weeks ago about how witchcraft is recurring. It's coming back. It's rising.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why our souls are like, we need that.
Yes.
We need that mm-hmm. basic.
But it's so hard to connect because we're so modernized that you want mm-hmm. your soul deeply wants to be back there mm-hmm. in your roots, but you just can't quite make that connection because you're still in this modern world.
And it's maybe
difficult.
It is. Maybe the way to start is get a plant for your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that is the first step.
Even with connecting with nature, you could just spend time outdoors and mm-hmm. just maybe if you're on a paved path, maybe find a path that's not paved and take a yeah. little walk on it. Maybe not too mm-hmm. far if you're in an area you don't want to be in or et cetera, or mm-hmm. you don't know, you don't want to get lost. Then just maybe take off maybe 4 steps into yeah. a different path. It doesn't have to be long, and enjoy the nature and the sounds around mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. You could take a walk to tend a quote garden, but this time of year, it's not really a mm-hmm. garden, but mm-hmm. even the sleeping or dead plants also provide a sense of outdoors.
Yeah, and like they are something just sleeping. So mm-hmm. it might be a great time to go up and put your hand on a tree and know that even though it has no leaves right now, it's sleeping. Just feel their calmness and their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, might make a connection for you.
Yeah, yeah. And then the next thing that you could also try to connect with during Imbolc is mm-hmm. divination. Always divination.
Oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. So you can practice divination to gain insights into the coming season. This could mm-hmm. include activities such as scrying, tarot readings, any other forms of divination that you do choose to
do. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think divination is probably a must-have for every Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
But Imbolc here in the Northern Hemisphere is, we're still at the beginning of our year. So we're still at our newness and we're still at the what's to come for this year. So it's a great time to do that kind of divination for the new year, which we did an episode on that if you want to go listen to it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, so how do you honor Brigid? Well, you can devote time to prayer, if that's your thing. You can meditate, you can do rituals, you might acknowledge her various aspects, such as her healing, write poetry. She is a goddess of poetry. Mm-hmm. She's a goddess of craftsmanship. So if you are crafty in any way, devote time to that. That is a great way to honor Brigid. You can also set up your altar to honor Brigid.
Mm-hmm.
You can make her offerings. You can light a candle for her. There's all kinds of ways to honor her. Now, that is the most common goddess that goes with Imbolc, but you can mm-hmm. do whatever. If you want to talk to your ancestors, you know, there's all kinds of things that mm-hmm. you can do during Imbolc when you think of this time of year and what it means to you and what it meant for the ancestors. You can connect with your ancestors that way mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're listening to this for the first time, and I'm acting as if you are, because
this is a new series.
Yeah. Is if you are a person looking to have these answers about sabbats, then hopefully we'll pop up. And mm-hmm. so what we always say, and I would say, go listen to our normal,
regular series. Episodes. Yeah.
But we always say, I mean, there are no quote rules to mm-hmm. witchcraft. And so if mm-hmm. Bridget doesn't call to you, and if you don't feel like she associates with you and what you do, then you can mm-hmm. definitely work with your ancestors. You can work with whatever deity or no deity at all. You can work with witchcraft in the way that you want to. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's very important. Because mm-hmm. we are people who have differing views and we are just trying to find a home for ourselves. And I feel like that is what you make of it. And that's what you want.
I love that. That's the way you put that. We're all trying to find a home for ourselves. I love that.
Okay.
And it's just like, okay, whatever, River. But I mean, for real though, that is very on point with witchcraft. Now there are witches that do follow rules. There are witches that are Wiccans. There are witches that have, mm-hmm. you know, particular views.
And that's absolutely okay.
That is absolutely okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just pleased that what I do for witchcraft is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel pressured to do something I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah. And then off of that,
not like really off of that, because we were off topic.
Little
there.
Deep dive, and then now we're back. Another way that you could honor Bridget, if she is one that you want to honor, mm-hmm. spring cleaning is apparently really big with her. So it mm-hmm. is a time of renewal, and she is associated with.
I have to say, of course, that she likes the spring cleaning. That's why she's hiding all of your shit all over the place.
Very
so
true.
That you have to go and clean
go and
up
find
to look
a clean
for
and
it.
Find it exactly. she's associated with purification. And so cleaning of a physical space can mm-hmm. help create a sacred space and honor her in a way. Mm-hmm. And then you also want to set intentions. Setting intentions are very important when
that's a witchy thing. I mean, you got to
doing mm-hmm. this. So you're going to reflect on the goals and intentions you have for the upcoming season. Imbolc is a time of inspiration, renewal, making it a suitable moment for setting positive intentions. And I know we say intentions a lot, but it's very important.
I could just envision our ancestors sitting at the table and they're honoring Imbolc and feasting on a little bit of the leftover lamb that they have mm-hmm. as the season comes. And they're talking about when spring comes, we're going to plant this and it's going to be this. And think of that hope that they had and how exciting
so
this time
warm.
Must have been. It was a planning time.
It's a warm, inviting time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like for anything, especially Imbolc, and the way I might celebrate this year is I might meditate, and I'm definitely going to journal. So another reason for you to have a journal is mm-hmm. Imbolc journal, maybe. I'm going to try to meditate or journal and maybe have like it be candlelit room. So like no high beaming artificial lights, maybe just natural candlelit flames, and just be able to hone in on whatever that is for me. Or maybe I'll cook in candlelit.
I can see
or something
I can
like
see
that.
Cooking and maybe enjoying some herbal teas and mm-hmm. candlelight and maybe have your fireplace on in the dark, you know, and then journal.
It would be so nice. Mm-hmm.
I can see that. And then don't forget, I think we talked about this on one of our other episodes. Wow. other episodes that this is the day that the divine hag of Gaelic tradition gathers her firewood for the rest of winter. So remember, legend has it that if she wishes to make the winter last a good while longer, she'll make sure that the weather on Imbolc is bright and sunny so that she can gather plenty of firewood. Therefore, people should be relieved if Imbolc is a day of foul weather, as it meant that Kaliak, I don't know how to pronounce the Gaelic name, is asleep and winter is almost over. So it's kind of like our Groundhog Day. And we talked about this on some episode.
I feel like we talked about it ourselves. We didn't talk about it on a podcast.
Oh, maybe it wasn't on a podcast. Maybe it was just you and me. We do a lot of talks like that too, guys.
We do, and we don't remember what's what.
And that's why our husbands were like, y'all just record
y'all
this
need
shit.
To do you it. Know, just post
yeah,
it.
Just record it and post it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm excited. This was our first Sabbath episode.
Yes,
so
our Sabbath series.
Our Sabbath series. So and
expect one on every Sabbath.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
8 Sabbaths. So, you know, I'm sure Samhain, which is both of our favorites, will
be
a really good one, I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions about the Sabbath, then definitely email us. We will be glad to answer any questions you have, any thoughts that you have. If you think we're wrong about something, which
let us know.
I mean, I think that it's all subjective, but you know, if you feel very strongly, certainly let us know.
Yep. And you can find us at www.c3witchypodcast.com. That has everything. You can email us there. Mm-hmm. You can find our social medias. You can contact us on every social media that we have. They're all listed. I'm not going to try to remember all of them, but we will reply if you message us on Instagram, on Twitter, which is now X. If you message us on that, we will reply.
On TikTok. We got a TikTok.
On TikTok, yes.
YouTube.
On anything. So just reach out, and we hope that maybe we have some new listeners by posting this series, and we hope that you feel safe in us to come listen to our normal series. We also have an After Dark series, but we'll get into that later.
Yes. So that's all we have. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
And until then, stay witchy.